Dave and Dujanovic have inside sources.
The United States Senate is expected to finalize that $95 billion war aid package that pretty much sailed through the House for Ukraine and Israel. And then also wrapped into that is Taiwan and, oh yeah, a TikTok ban.
That's my favorite one. Can we be honest? You're like, we're trying to protect the Israelis. We're trying to help the Ukrainians defend themselves. And you know what? We're going to reduce the amount of TikTok dancing that is going on in America. Like, those are the three important ones. Oh, yeah, and the Taiwanese, whatever, China. I mean, it's silly that we've lumped that in there as well. But anyway, Boyd Matheson joins us from Inside Sources. What's the next step? The House, oddly enough, worked together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Radical stuff.
Radical stuff. I mean, this House has been as dysfunctional as any I can remember. But anyway, they've moved it on to the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah. And so today, probably about 3 o'clock Utah time, they will introduce the bill that's been passed along across the corridors there from one side of the Capitol to the other. Chuck Schumer will introduce the bill. They'll do a motion to proceed, which is kind of how you get onto the bill. So that'll happen today. That'll be, and it's, they always kind of look at that as a test vote because you have to get enough to say, okay, we're going to move on to this bill. We're going to debate it and move it forward. So that will happen. There'll be enough votes for that to happen today. And then there'll be 30 hours of debate. So they have up to 30 hours. Now, it doesn't have to be 30 hours.
I thought you should say meditation. I did. I was,
cue the music. 30, where's the meditation
30
music?
Hours.
They would
what?
Never give you that long to read a bill.
So people can read the bill. People can go through the process. They can. There'll be a lot of negotiating going on as far as any amendments or tweaks or adjustments to it. Most of those I don't think are going to move, primarily because if they make any significant amendments to the bill, then it has to go back to the House.
Mm. Of course.
What qualifies as a significant amendment? I've always wondered about that. I think, what little tweak do they allow?
They always say that subject to the ruling of the chair is how you tend to read that. So the parliamentarian would look at it and say, is this material? Does it adjust this? Does it change the financing of it in terms of what's being spent or allocated, what's been approved? I know that Bernie Sanders is actually trying to introduce an amendment that would actually introduce some additional pieces as far as requirements for Israel in relationship to the Israel aid in that. So it makes requirements in terms of some of that humanitarian aid getting into Gaza, how they're prosecuting the war. And so he's trying to put some stipulations on an accountability factor on it. I don't think it ultimately passes. But those are the kinds of things that that happen in that process. But it'll be 30 hours maximum. Probably a lot of deals. They'll probably yield back some time at the end. So within the next 30 hours, we'll probably be at the point where they'll actually take a vote.
Hmm. How are our senators feeling about this? I saw Senator Mike Lee is not very positive about this bill. How does Senator Romney feel about it?
Yeah, so I think if you look at the two senators, Senator Romney voted for the last package that went from the Senate to the House, and it basically included all of those same components in there. So I suspect that that's where he's going to begin his deliberation with it. Senator Lee has also proposed some amendments. I haven't seen all of those yet, but they are around kind of the accountability on the backside of that. And so some of the things relating to Ukraine, some of the things relating to some of the there's a couple of other things I think in there in terms of back-end accountability pieces in terms of where that money comes from, where it actually goes. And there is a component in there as part of that element that has the TikTok divestiture in it. There's also some of that that has the seizure of Russian assets, that those would be applied towards what we're spending on Ukraine. Mm. And so there's some of those components that are playing out.
I know you're going to keep an eye on that. I want to just... talk about your discussion yesterday on your show about, you know, the question is Congress shameful? And let's go back to what Senator Joe Manchin expressed on CNN over the weekend.
Every one of us should be ashamed of what we're living through now in the 118th Congress. Every Congress up until this 118th Congress has basically produced about 500 bills that we could work on and agree on and pass some form of a piece of legislation, 500 to 520. We've only passed 69 bills.
Is it quantity or is it quality? And what about that shameful component?
So I'm definitely in the quality component is most important. And I think the bigger fear, the one thing we often don't talk about in this, is if you look at it, and actually Senator Lee has this visual in his office, if you ever go into his office in D.C., and he has on a credenza, he has the amount of legislation that gets passed in a typical Congress, about 500 bills. It's, you know, it's about an inch and a half thick. And then he has all of the rules which carry the full weight of law that come from the agencies making up rules and so on. And that stack goes all the way to the ceiling. Wow. To the ceiling. It's 80,000 pages. So usually you have about 300 pages of law that gets passed by Congress, and you'll have about 70,000 pages of new rules, laws, and regulations that are not done by elected officials, that are done by people who work in the executive branch. So there is that component. I'd rather see them do less than get outside of what they're supposed to do. Stay in your lane and then pass bills that matter and do that. I think the shameful component that Joe Manchin refers to is how they're going about their business. The fact that they're really not debating whether a bill is a good bill or a bad bill. They're not having amendment processes where they can say, this would make that bill better. Or what if we did this? Would that improve the result we're getting from this $1 billion we're going to spend on this program? Those are the things that I think are shameful, because we've gotten down to just the politics of it and we're missing the principle and the policy discussions.
Is there enough bravery right now where people can add a tweak and say, listen, I can't support it right now, but if you'd make this small little tweak, then I will jump on board and I'll bring three of my buddies along with me.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that's happening right now. Is it all because of politics, or are we just demanding too much of the other side?
Well, I think part of it is that we're functioning in crisis. And so you create a crisis. Congress is very good at creating crisis. And then you have to do this big omnibus bill, thousands of pages. Nobody can read it. And then there's no chance to change because now it's the 11th hour. If we don't do it now, Armageddon's coming, end of the world as we know it. And so it's that kind of leadership that is the real problem. And that's a problem across the board, Democrats and Republicans alike, is we try to do too much in a bill. Again, going back to our discussion yesterday, I think Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was genius in saying, we're just going to do this one, and then we're going to do this one, and then we'll do this one. Because then you can have those conversations and make those kinds of tweaks, amendments, adjustments. That's the way the process is supposed to work. And I really believe when you start with good process, your chances of getting a good product at the end go way up. But when it's 11th hour, behind closed doors, small group of people making the decision, you're rare to get the best decision. You're very rare to get what's best for the country and the citizens.
Boyd, thank you for joining us. This segment of the Dave and Dujanovic Show is brought to you by Window World. Window World of Utah today. You can call them, get the best value in windows and doors, and that's no baloney.
Straight ahead, speaking of the U.S. Senate and the vote that is pending, probably going to happen sometime today, Senate candidate Carolyn Pippen joining us straight ahead.